Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A wintry tale is presented by the Louisiana Delta Ballet in the Frozen Kingdom. Janine Patton is with the Delta Ballet and joins me for a preview. Janine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Tell us, how was this story developed for ballet?
Well, The Frozen Kingdom is based on the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, The Snow Queen. And a local playwright, educator, Nan Cogburn, developed it for the ballet. And of course, our fabulous, we think she's fabulous, everybody else does, Missy Crane, our artistic director, has its original choreography. She has put it on the stage. And so we're looking so forward to this performance.
Where do we find ourselves as this production opens?
Well, you find yourself with three children and the Snow Queen.
Ah.
And things happen. And later in life, it comes back to haunt these people as well. And so there are some of your favorite icy characters are involved here. For those of you who saw the movie Frozen, it's a little different. It was a pretty good bit of difference. But both of those were based on the same fairy tale, just different takes on them. But there is a Snow Queen, and one of our principal dancers, Courtney Crane, is playing the Snow Queen. And we have miniature children with the children, and then they age in the production, and you see them later in life, and the consequences of what has happened early, and things that the Snow Queen did to them.
So. Yeah, how does that translate to, you know, taking a story and having ballet put in that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, classical ballet, in my opinion, is one of the most beautiful art forms. That's why I'm involved in this organization, because we're very much involved in classical ballet. I watched some of the performance Sunday. I watched the dress rehearsal, and I was moved to tears. I really was. It is the most beautiful, the lighting, the special effects, everything comes together to, it just, it enhances the story. Everything with the story itself is beautiful, and most people know the fairy tale, but ballet just adds that extra element. There's so many different light cues that go into this, and there's so many different sets and the beautiful costumes and things like that. It just adds a richness and a depth to that performance.
Yeah. You mentioned Courtney, other leads in the production?
Yes, we have one of the sisters is Ford Finley. She is the younger sister, and then there's the other sister is danced by Eva Ettinger and from Ruston. And it's just, I can't say enough about these young ladies. They are just terrific at what they do, and I'm just in awe every time I see them dance.
Yeah. Some of the characters we meet along the way, the costume designs, what do we see? Give us a sense of the icy presentation.
There is so much sparkle and glitz and bling on everything, and the set design, everything is oversized, and the lighting cues, I mean, there are scenes where there are just light flashes all over the theater. Kids are going to really enjoy this, for one, but the adults, I mean, there is something for everybody in this production. The set pieces are so intricate, but there are some certain things where, you know, one person is supposed to be behind a door and the other person is in front of a door, and the visual effect of that is just, it's captured beautifully.
Yeah, lots of work going into this and lots of community support as well.
Definitely, definitely. We are so fortunate to have our sponsors. We, of course, the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council is one of our sponsors, CenturyLink. And, of course, we could not have done this without the Diamond Vault, who is our stage sponsor. And they have actually purchased a new stage for us, and everything we're doing now is going to be on the Diamond Vault stage at the theater. So,
you know, when we talk about the ballet organization, its impact in the community, as well as what you're looking forward to in 2015.
Well, 2015 is a big year for us. We are hosting, Louisiana Delta Ballet is hosting the 2015 Regional Dance America Southwest Regional Dance Festival, where we will bring 400 to 600 dancers into Monroe. And the course, you can just imagine the impact on the community with that. City is one of our sponsors on that, and it's just it's a huge undertaking. But it's something we knew we could do, and it's regions from the Southwest region encompasses dance companies from Albuquerque, New Mexico, throughout Texas, the Dallas, Houston areas. There's a couple of companies in Arkansas and then several companies in Louisiana. And they're all converging on Monroe in March. Wow. And so late March. So we will have some public performances there too. And trust me, I went to the festival in Dallas last year, and it is superb quality. You will not see anything like that, and it will be for free. So you will be able to see a lot of good entertainment.
Yeah. Well, Janine, you've been with the ballet company for several years, but tell us about the work and what you see and what you enjoy about, you know, some of the dancers that have been there for a few years working with some of the younger dancers.
I see we are a feeder school. Missy Crane School of Dance feeds into Louisiana Delta Ballet. Missy has a performing company as well, but this is Louisiana Delta Ballet. And I see these children grow up. I've seen some of these principal dancers dance. For instance, Ford Finley, I've seen her dance for years. Mm-hmm. And she has just developed into a wonderful performer. We have dancers right now dancing with Houston Ballet. We have dancers who will be going places that, you know, just you just won't believe.
Looking forward to The Frozen Kingdom by the Louisiana Delta Ballet. Janine, performance times and admission information.
7:30 on Friday is the gala at the Jack Howard Theater. And we want all of you to come out at 6:30 for an Ice Palace party. We're going to treat you some frozen treats.
And a number to find out more information?
You can call the Civic Center box office or 345-1155, and that's the Missy Crane Studios.
Janine Patton is with the Louisiana Delta Ballet. Janine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for KEDM Public Radio comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, with Christmas gift selections including natural body care, Caboo clothing and accessories, and gift cards for health enthusiasts. 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.